Hey, grown-ups, eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. My partner and I have been working really late hours lately, so it's been so wonderful to have these no-fuss, no-mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Head to factormeals.com/tales50. That's T-A-L-E-S 50, and use code TALES50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's code TALES50 at factormeals.com/TALES50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box, while your subscription is active. Hey, grown-ups, I have something exciting to share with you. There's a brand new kids podcast out now that I think you're going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. This show is perfect if you love adventures, solving riddles, and maybe even some wacky math problems. But I need a little help from some new friends to tell you more. Max and Molly, take it away.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a brand new podcast called Mysteries About True Histories.
Does that sound serious enough?
Max, we only have 30 seconds for this promo. Just tell them how your mysterious aunt recruited us into a secret order of problem solvers who travel time and have epic adventures.
I don't have to. You just did.
Catch new episodes of Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hallo, mein Name ist Olli und das ist Mädchengeschichten.
Thank you so much, Olli, for introducing us to the show. Olli joined us at the Girl Tales holiday party in December. Grown-ups, if you would like to stay up to date on our future in-person events, you can follow us at Girl Tales on Instagram and TikTok, or follow my newsletter in our show notes. I'm Rebecca Cunningham, the host of Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I'd like to wish happy birthday to a few Tailblazers. Phoenix and Sequoia in Pleasant Hill, California, Arrow, and Janie Jordan in Washington, D.C. I hope you all have awesome birthdays. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. Grown-ups, if you would like to hear your child's name at the top of our next tale, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now, on to our episode. This is Snow White and the Seven Doofs. Enjoy!
Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Snow White. No, really, Snow was the name her parents, Mr. and Mrs. White, actually gave her at birth. They were hippies, if you couldn't tell. Yes, this is the tale of the sweet, silly gold miner with a heart of gold who lives in the small, picturesque, and occasionally kind of magical land of Silver Lake. And who am I? My name is Hilda. I'm referred to as the Queen of Silver Lake because, not to brag, but I'm the best real estate agent in town. You may have seen me on some billboards, benches, coffee cup sleeves. Hilda Grimhild, the fairest of them all. That's my slogan. Anyway, for 10 whole years, Snow has lived in a little Silver Lake bungalow with her best friends and co-workers, the Seven Doofs. Yes, seven of them. Sounds messy, right? Oh, it is. But Snow knows deep down that she's... Well, you know what? I'll just let her tell you. Follow me. Look, okay, look. There she is, in the dirty overalls. She's doing this thing she does, where she speaks all her innermost desires, fears, and worries into a well. Like a water well, I mean. She's done it since she was a kid. It's odd, but also quirky, so we love it. Listen.
Oh, well, I'm having such a very hard time.
Sorry. Sometimes being down in the mine so long makes my voice all precious sounding. Anyway, I'm having such a very hard time lately. Well, I'm stuck. I've lived with those seven doofs. I mean, my best friends. Since I was in college. And they're just so sloppy and messy and farty.
Ugh, how gross for her.
And there was a time when I was too. But I've grown up. And they...
Spill it, Snow.
They haven't. And I feel bad even saying it. But I'm tired of cleaning up after them, of being the only one who keeps things orderly.
Poor thing's a textbook people pleaser, isn't she?
But I think it's time I move out.
Gasp! This could be where I come in.
But how? How do I tell my best friends I want to leave them? They may be doofs, but they're my doofs.
Yes, perfect. Here's where I should come
in. And another thing?
Ugh, Snow, let a gal enter the scene.
I just don't think I'm ready to live on my own. I never have, and the thought of it fills me with mixed feelings. On the one hand, I'm embarrassed to say this to you, well, promise not to tell. I'm wishing for the home I love to find me
today.
You were just saying into this, like, well, that you're wishing for your dream hombre, which I believe is, like, Spanish for man, which is what I am. Perhaps I, fair overalled mind dust-covered lady, am your, like...
Home. I said dream home. Can you please leave? I'm having a moment here with my well. And though you're very attractive...
Yes.
I'm sort of going through something right now, and I'm not in a place to date, so no thank you. And don't sneak up on women.
I respectfully accept your decline. Though I predict it won't be great for my self-esteem. Good day.
Unreal. What was I saying?
You were saying, darling dear, that you're looking for your dream home.
Oh! Godmother!
Right, I forgot to mention, kids. I'm the narrator, I'm the queen of real estate, and I'm also Snow's godmother. Okay, caught up? Great. That's right, it's me, your real estate agent godmother. Did I not just hear you say you're looking for a new home?
Oh, who, me? No. No. That's just a pipe dream at this point. No, I'm rather happy. Where I am now, in my bungalow, with my doofs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, Snow, my sweet, I don't mean to be gauche, but you've never invited me over to your bungalow.
Oh, haven't I?
No, not once. And seeing as it's almost supper time and your place is just over there...
Uh-huh.
I'd love to.
What?
Come over, right now, for supper, and see just how bad this living situation is.
What was that?
What was what?
What did you say just now?
What, huh? Is that a grumbling tummy I hear? Well, that settles it then. Supper at Su Casa.
Okay. Great. We'd love to have you. Here we are.
Oh, it's quaint.
Godmother... Before I open the door, I just want you to know, it's currently a bit, well, messy.
What, do you forget how keys work? Hey, doofs, mommy's home.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, mommy.
Hi-ho, mommy.
Did they just call you mommy?
Oh, it's just a funny nickname. We all have funny nicknames.
It's because she, like, cleans the most and tells us to wash our hands after we use the bathroom, like how a mommy does.
Charming.
Sock, this is my godmother, Hilda.
Hi-ho, I know you from the benches. I'm Sock, because I only wear one sock, baby. When you only have feeling in one of your feet, you only need one sock. Mining accident.
I am so sorry.
Nah, it was sick. That there on the couch is Boogie. We call him that because he's full of boogers, allergies.
Hi-ho, nice to meet you.
And next to him, that's Cranky.
Hi-ho.
Next to him is Sheepy. Oh, he's shy. Then we got Ozzy.
G'day.
Hi-ho, mate.
He's Australian. And finally, there's Dippy. Dippy! Say hi-ho!
What, me? Oh, hi-ho!
He's very Dippy. Another mining accident.
Was that one also sick?
No. We don't talk about it. And that's us, the roomies!
There's also Snoozy.
Oh, yeah, he's upstairs, snoozing.
That was delicious, Snow.
Bones and chow, mate.
So good.
It was fine.
There's no more.
Shall we hit the hay, boys? Join Snoozy?
But could you guys, like, maybe please clean a little bit?
Will tomorrow, promise.
Someone's feeling bossy.
Steffo, Mike.
I can't, though.
I feel like it. Allergies.
Clean a bit. How?
Okay, last one of the 7-bed bunk beds, a rotten egg.
Well, I should clean this up.
Hold it right there, Missy. You're not touching any plate but your own.
But, Godmother, it's not worth it. If I leave out the dishes, there will be ants and fruit flies and adorable doe-eyed woodland creatures.
And 7 doofs who may finally realize that they need to grow up. Snow, honey, are you really happy here?
I'm happy enough. Besides, what's the solution? Just moving out? In this climate? Yeah, right. Besides, again, I have no real-life big adult house-owning experience. I've never lived alone. Sure, I'm clean and tidy, but being alone is scary.
Oh, on the contrary, Snow. Learning to be comfortable alone is one of the very best, most empowering things you can do for yourself. Look at me. I've lived alone for 30 years, and I'm fabulous. My home is fabulous. I'm happy. I'm confident. I'm tidy. And have I mentioned how fabulous I am?
Yeah, a lot.
Let me help you find that too, Snow. Your dream home is out there waiting, but you have to stop wishing it'll find you and go find it yourself.
But I don't think I'm ready.
Look here, girl. Take this shiny red folder full of delicious local listings and—
Enough!
But I've included floor plans.
I said enough, Godmother! You're pressuring me! I can't be like you. I'll never be like you. I'm not some fabulous real estate queen who knows how to be alone. I'm just the most mature of 8 immature, mature gold miners. So, thank you for coming over. I love you, but please drop it.
All right, okay. Consider it dropped. I'll just accidentally leave this shiny red folder on the table here.
What was that?
What was what?
What did you say just now?
What, huh? Good night, sweetheart. Thank you for supper.
Snow. Here you are again, cleaning up after the stinky doofs. I don't mind it too much, though. Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine staying put right where I am. What was that? Oh, wow. The shiny red folder full of local listings. It sure is shiny. Okay, Hilda, I'll bite. Oh, wow! Look at them all! So clean, so empty, so move-in ready! No, I can't! I couldn't! I can't. What I need is a good night's sleep. But maybe I'll just take these listings with me for a bit of light reading.
Huh. Ow! Oh, right in your mouth! Oh, God!
What in the enchanted forest are you doofs doing?
We're having a mud fight?
With outside mud!
But inside...
That's it!
What are you so cranky about, Mommy?
Don't call me Mommy! You are all such doofs, and I can't do this anymore. You're messy and smelly and sloppy and farty.
Sloppy and farty moved out months ago.
And I'm not your mommy, and I don't want to live here anymore. The only messy doof I want to clean up after is myself. I'm moving out. Clean this up and do your dishes from last night, slobs. Walk it off, Snow White. Walk it off. Whew. I've never blown up like that before. Gosh. All the doofs looked so hurt and scared. It's not their fault. They didn't know I felt that way. I should go back and apologize. Hey. I've never seen this part of Silver Lake before. It's so cute and quiet. Oh my house. Look at that house! The original windows, the Cotswold cottage shingles, the stone chimney with clay flute pots, the robin's egg blue Dutch door. A for sale sign. An open house sign!
Welcome all, yes, come in. Yes, yes, I am the Queen of Silver Lake. Hilda Grimhill, fairest of them all. Come
oh
on,
no, yes. It's one of Godmother Hilda's listings. But I want to see inside. But if she sees me here after the big stink I made last night, she'll be all, darling, how fabulous to see you. I just knew you were ready to get away from those slobs. I told you so. Champagne, captains, Ibiza. Wow, that was a really good impression I just did. Oh, what do? I have to find out if there's a breakfast nook. I know. A disguise. I'll change my voice, because turns out I'm very good at that, and I'll put on a disguise. Hey! Hey, you! Man from the woods!
Ooh, don't call me that. Gives off pretty creepy vibes when really, I'm merely a handsome, lonely man, roaming the forest for love, and it's worked because you're here. You've come to find me.
Eesh. No, sorry. You were just the first person I saw, and I desperately need a disguise. Could I borrow your jacket, shirt, hat, gloves, glasses, and pants? You kinda owe me for spooking me so bad the other day.
Fine. Your wish is my command, fair lady.
Don't call me that.
I can't win.
Ha! Old Hilda will never recognize me dressed like this. Operation Dreamhouse : Snow in a Disguise is a go.
Dum-dee-dum-dum-dum. Just going into this open house. Don't mind me. Dum-dee-dee.
Well, well, well. Hello there, Snow. I mean, sir.
Yes, hello. I do not know you, and you're not my godmother. I'm just a man interested in this house.
Of course. Come in, won't you? Can I interest you in any apple cider?
Oh, yummo. Yes, please.
Wonderful. It's just through here in the kitchen on the original cast iron stove.
Oh, my house. Sorry. Sometimes being down in the, coal mines makes my voice all precious sounding.
Uh-huh.
So, nice kitchen. Real, real nice. Is that
a drawing room with a wood-burning fireplace, west-facing paneled glass doors that open to a back patio? Why, yes, it is.
And is that a...
Is this a breakfast nook?
Oh, yes, sir.
Who was...
Who was that?
He is what we in the real estate biz call a huntsman.
A huntsman?
A huntsman. Because he house hunts, and then he house flips. Hunts for darling little homes, then removes their heart, their uniqueness, their charm, and their original bathroom tiles.
Oh no!
But they are typically the highest bidder, so sometimes the sellers and I just can't say no. Unless...
Unless? Unless what?
Oh, unless someone I care for just happens to fall madly in love with a house, why, then I wouldn't care about the money. I would just make sure it went to the right person.
Oh, dear.
I'll take it.
What?
25K over asking price. Today, all cash.
Oh, my.
Are there any other takers? Anyone? Perhaps you, Snow, sir?
I...
Come on.
No. No offer.
Fine. You win, Huntsman. She's all yours.
Oi, mate! Who in the world are you?
It's just me. In a disguise.
Tight.
Cracky on a cracker could have fooled me. Purple's not your color.
Who are you?
I'm sorry that I blew up at you this morning, Doofs.
It's okay, Ma. I mean, Snow. We forgive you.
Does this mean you're staying? You're not moving out?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm staying.
Double time!
First right!
Hooray!
But who are you?
Hey, Snow, can you pass me that mud ball?
Oh, well, I'm so very...
Oh, well, I'm so very sad that I didn't tell Godmother Hilda I wanted that little house when I had the chance. I feel like I'll never move out now. My dream home is in escrow, and I'm in plateau, and that I've plateaued in life.
That was a bit of a stretch.
Ah! What in the... How in the... Well, did you... Are you...
Yes, I'm a well that talks.
Wow. Silver Lake sure is occasionally magical.
I'm also a wishing well.
Are you saying what I think you're saying, Well?
The dream house can still be yours.
Really and truly?
Really, truly, but you must take action. In order to be granted your dream home, you must let go of your current life and accept that change means growth.
Oh, I want to. I really do. But what if my 7 doofs don't want to be my friend anymore?
The best thing you can do for the doofs is to lead by example. Help the doofs learn to care for themselves by caring for yourself.
What if I get there and I can't do it? I'm a people pleaser.
Oh, stop labeling yourself. Just the other day, didn't I hear you firmly tell that stinging man to leave you alone?
Oh, yeah.
And how about when you told your exceptionally attractive godmother to drop it? Would a people pleaser do that?
Wow, you're right. I'm not the pushover I thought I would. Hey, wait a minute. How did you know what I said to my godmother?
Oh, well, I'm a magic well. I know all is how I know that.
Wait, you know all? Like everything? I have so many questions.
There's no time.
Okay. What do? How does this work? This is new for me.
First, you must break the news to the doofs. Then, come back here and whisper into me, I am ready to live on my own. I am ready for change. Also have a copy of your latest bank statement, your credit score, and the down payment.
Oh, thank you, Magic Wishing Well. I'll be back. Doofs, gather round.
Sure thing, sup.
Oh, yeah. A good gather round. I'll listen from over here.
What's that mean?
My dear, sweet Doofs, I need to tell you all that I've been unhappy with my living situation for some time.
It's because the bunk bed only has 7 bunks and you want a bunk too, isn't it?
No, Mommy. We can add another bunk.
No. No, that's not at all what I'd ever want.
Then what in the crikey could it be if it's not that?
It's a lot of things, you guys. It's having to be your mommy.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't love it. In fact, most days I go talk into a magical well and tell it all my secrets and resentments towards you guys. And I just don't want to do that anymore. Before I found my dream home, I wasn't ready to leave. But I think, no, I know I'm ready now. So I'm moving out for real this time. Do you hate me?
Snow, we could never hate you. You're one of us. You'll always be a doof.
It's true, Mike.
Yeah.
Love you so much.
You're really inspiring, Snow.
Oh, doofs. I'll miss you. Kinda. But I'll be so close by. And you can visit. But you'll have to take your shoes off and not touch anything.
Very fair.
Goodbye, roomies. Thank you for everything.
Proud of you, Snow. Bye.
Roo, mate.
I never got to tell her how I felt.
Where are you going?
Oh, Snow, you've made this darling home even more darling. I am so proud of you.
I'm proud of me too, Godmother. But I couldn't have done it without you. Or should I say, without the magical well?
I don't know what you're talking about. When did you figure out it was me?
When I came back with my bank statements, I heard you on the phone with the huntsman. You're a very loud phone talker. But, like, they can hear you. If you talk regular, you don't need to shout.
Oh, well, thank you for playing along, dear.
What exactly did you tell the huntsman?
I told him the home would be going to someone who deserves it. Then I sent him an apology fruit basket and a mug with my face on it.
Oh, Godmother, you're fabulous.
No, dear, we are fabulous.
Oh, stop.
That was Snow White and the Seven Doofs by Delaney Yeager. Performed by Delaney Yeager, Brianna Maya, Tim Johnson, and Fred Chong Rutherford. Produced by Tessa Flannery. Line produced by Harry Poster. Executive produced by Rebecca Cunningham. Girl Tales is a Cordelia Studios production. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and remember, I believe in you.